We welcome you into our studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Peter King from the MMQB.com, his own media empire now. Peter King used to be Sports Illustrated. Now
I got a little bit of everything. An empire now.
You do have an empire, yeah. How do you like it? How does it feel to be the king, King?
I like being the emperor of something.
Right.
No, it's great. You know, I got to the point where I'm 56 years old, and I said, is that all there is? And I said, you know, let's try something new and fun and
great. Do
our own NFL website. We've had a good time.
Here at Eagles camp for the first time, checking out Chip Kelly, impressions?
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching practice. It's funny. Today, Brandon Beachy was here and some Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
So I went up to Beachy afterwards, and first of all, I said, hey, by the way, you're on my fantasy team.
And so carry me down the stretch.
Yeah. And actually, he said he was with Mike Minor, another pitcher. Yeah. He said, that's the guy you want on your team. You'd win it all if you had Minor. But we digress. But I said to him, so what do you think? He goes, do all the camps play music like this? And I told him, as I had a chance to talk to Chip Kelly afterwards, too, that you know, Pete Carroll plays music, too, only it's louder.
Right.
And it doesn't stop for the teaching periods. And he plays it all year long. But
you believe in that stuff?
Here's the principle of Pete Carroll, and it's the same thing with Chip. If you're out on the field during a game, you're going to get a lot of noise around you.
Sure.
It becomes ambient noise after a while, but it's pretty loud out there. So you're having to learn and communicate when the decibel level is pretty consistently 70, 75, 80, which I think probably prepares you to some degree for a game. And Chip Kelly said, you know, for a while we just did crowd noise, but after a while you're, oh my God, Lord help us.
Yeah.
But because you know that phony crowd noise
right.
can kind of drive you crazy
yeah.
after a while. But anyway, I think what I like when I see a team, an organization, a program that basically says, hey, should we do things the way we've always done them? Or can we look at things a little bit of a different way? And I think that's what Chip Kelly's doing.
And the Eagles obviously doing that as well, just by changing the entire culture. I'm telling you that the energy level here is so much different. The players' reaction time is so much different. Just they're just on edge more. And I think
yeah.
that's a good thing after
well,
years of the same routine.
I think once you're in doing the same thing, you know, in an organization for 10, 12, 13 years, I think after a while there's no way a human being cannot be ho-hum to some degree. And so I think in football especially, change is a good thing every now and then. I definitely think the change, and I'm a big supporter of Andy Reid's in terms of I believe in him.
Sure.
I think it was definitely time for a change here.
Agreed, and I think Andy would say the same thing. He's doing great things out in Kansas City. Your sense at all, Peter, of what Chip's got here? What can become of the 2013 Eagles?
I don't know. That's the weird thing because we really don't know what we're going to see when we watch the Eagles in the preseason, never mind in the opener at Washington. I don't think anybody has a good idea of what exactly he's going to do on offense other than I think reports of thrown at 65 times a game have been greatly exaggerated.
Right.
I think LeSean McCoy is going to end up loving this offense, as are some of the backup backs. I think if you look at one of the things that Chip Kelly did at Oregon, he made a lot of people happy. You know, he spread the ball around. You know, he didn't necessarily have to give the ball 25 times a game to LaMichael James, let's say. And so I think that is going to stand him in good stead in this locker room. And I found this watching, you know, the practice, that it is very fast. But I also think, compared to some other places that I've been, it's a shorter practice. So players are getting off the field. They're doing a lot of drills at once. You know, maybe stereo drills, you know, passing drills where one finishes, you know, Nick Foles finishes here and here goes Matt Barkley over there, right in a row in a hurry. And so I think they're getting their work in. They're just doing it a little faster.
The big quarterback question is something that's been asked every day here in Philadelphia. I know you've written about it, considered it. Did you have any feelings on what direction Chip might be thinking?
I thought in the spring and probably before camp, you know, pinned me to the wall, I would have said Foles. But after watching today, I'd say Vic.
Why?
Vic seems very comfortable. He's very accurate today, at least in my experience of watching Vic. I think he likes what he's doing. I think Michael Vick likes when the quarterback moves, but not necessarily to run. Mm-hmm. And the thing I really love about Russell Wilson is that he's very mobile in the pocket, but it's like he runs players open. And I think that's one of the things in this offense that I expect to see out of Vic. And, you know, look, I think that probably they're both going to play this year. But if I had to put money on one of them, I think Vic will win the job.
Peter, what are you looking for from the coaching staff? What are you looking for from the Eagles this year?
I just think that Chip Kelly in the NFL, to me, is he's the most anticipated college-to-pro coach since Jimmy Johnson in 1989. And I think people might say, well, what about Spurrier? What about Saban and everything? It's just different. Chip Kelly's such a different story. 6 years ago, he's the offensive coordinator at New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, how in the world did this happen? What is he going to do? I think there's a great mystery. Is he going to run the K-gun offense like Jim, you know, the Bills Buffalo ran Bills. With? Or is he going to do a lot of read option stuff? So again, that's what I think that is going to be fun to watch with him. I think everything is wide open. I think that's what's so much fun about football right now. I go to the Buffalo Bills camp, and I'm not expecting anything. That is going to be a fun team to watch, because they got two offensive minds led by Doug Marrone, really, that really are going to not reinvent the wheel, but just do things a different way. What I'm looking for with this team, start playing cohesive offensively, score a bunch of points, and be able to go out and outscore teams. Because I think the defense will be good. I don't think it's going to be great. And I think in order to be a playoff team, they're going to have to score in the 30s four, five, six times.
Well, I like to hear that there's a possibility of the playoffs.
Of course. Yeah. Last year was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was totally fluky. It was the downfall of the Roman Empire. But there are so many good players here. And imagine if you get Jason Peters, Lane Johnson going. I mean, that is a good bookend tackle situation. And to me, Dave, there's too many good players here to enter a season thinking, it's a rebuilding year. Chip's going to establish his regime. This team's got a chance.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
All right, Dave.
Great perspective, Peter King. The MMQB.com. Make sure you check it out. Thanks, Peter King, for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.